Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car. When you go shopping at that new mall. Walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen. Before I speak, yeah, you gotta listen. Before I leak, you can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart, that's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out, all of a sudden you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you.
Forgiveness is a superpower, just to let you know. And one of the things that I have kind of started like putting in my heart and speaking out loud and saying consistently that I want to be a professional forgiver. I want to be a professional forgiver. And you know, and I know that forgiving is a very difficult thing sometimes. You know, and the reason why I say that is not because, you know, there's nothing in life that's easy, or, you know, the cliches and the phrases and the catchphrases. Nah, not that, because it was a Twitter post. Nah, not that. The reason why is because you have situations where people got killed. You know, you got people that have been molested. You have people that have been raped. You have people that have been done like real dirty, you know what I'm saying? Spit in their face, you know, that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Talk down to, abuse because their ignorance to emotional intelligence. And everybody know that they've had this situation where it's like, man, I can't forgive this person. We've all been there. So don't, you know, I've been there for sure. You know what I'm saying? So don't play your boy. Don't act brand new out here. Like y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all holy and thou. You know what I mean? We are holy and separated, but the reason, the what makes us separate from everybody else is because we can forgive. Because think about it. Cancel culture is based off of unforgiveness. So anybody that might be listening, if you want to cancel Kanye West, Trump, Biden, the next celebrity that messes up, just understand you're not separating. You're not being separated. Because a lot of times we get caught up in this price tag or this label of, oh, I'm a Christian. Because I'm a Christian, I'm separated. I got baptized, I'm separated. But you can't be separated if we're not walking in these truths and these principles and precepts that, you know, God has given us via Jesus to give us the understanding so that we can actually walk this thing out. You know what I mean? You can be a Christian and don't forgive somebody and you're not separating yourself. Because then people don't see God in you. You get what I'm saying? So this is the reason why this episode is important to me. For me to share with you some things that helped me to forgive. A friend of mine's broke into my house. Because I was in the Navy at the time. So I went out to sea on a deployment. My friend got out of the Navy, broke into my house. When they broke into my house, they were selling weed out of the house. They had people in the house. And then I got a call and said that, hey, somebody was in your house. They locked them up. You know what I'm saying? So when I got back to the crib, you know, I opened up the door. There was boogers all over the wall, like literally, like snot, boogers just wiped on the walls everywhere. Also, there was... And I'm being very graphic here. Somebody masturbated on one of my t-shirts and it was on the floor. Also, there was weed everywhere. Weed crumbs and seeds everywhere in the house. So I'm like, I'm boiling. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get back from, it was already like a double whammy, right? Because at the time, I did have a girlfriend. That was funny. I did have a girlfriend, but she wasn't my girlfriend. She was somebody else's girlfriend. And when I came back, like when I left, she was my girlfriend. I came back having sex with another guy and was trying to control this man with sex. And so I was upset about that when I came back. And I was like, you know what? Gotta let it go. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep moving. And then I get to my house, it was broken in. So that's what I mean by the double whammy. You know what I mean? So so then what happens is I go through this process of like, man, I really want to kill this guy. I want to kill him, literally. So I start walking. I'm about to start walking to my car, and then something was like, nah, you ain't going to do that. Because I was finna go buy a gun that moment in that time, right? And it was like, it made no sense because, like, when I look back at it, I'm like, yo, the dude's in jail. If you get a gun, you're not going to even be able to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Like, even my logic didn't have logic. It didn't make any sense because killing somebody is wrong. And we all know this. But I was so heated at that time. So heated. And this is a sidebar. I want you guys to understand this. Beware of the setup. Always beware of the setup. The setup was not my boys breaking into the crib. The setup was the girl cheating on me with her ex-boyfriend and then like trying to act like it was normal and everything was cool and we could just keep moving forward. That was the setup. That was the thing that kind of get the anger flowing, you know what I'm saying? Get that anger train and that momentum going to that point where it's like, yo, I want to do something that I don't really want to do. And then not only that with the woman, but also when you're on the ship and you're out for 6 months, there's a lot of frustrations, a lot of things happen, but when you get back, you feel a lot better, you know what I mean? It's just a different story. But that's the setup. The setup creates a momentum to get you to do something that you normally wouldn't do or don't want to do. So, fast forward. Man, I think what this was like 12 or 10 years later, I get stationed in San Diego. I'm going to get a phone. I get my phone, right? And I'm like talking to the lady or whatever, like she flirting, I'm flirting. I'm like, what's happening? You know, da da da, whatever. But anyways, this is back in the day, y'all. So anyways, I'm talking to her, she talking to me, da da da. And then like I hear this voice like, Monroe? Monroe? I was like, what? I looked and I was like, that was my boy that broke into my house. Hey, if you wanna know what happens next, and you wanna know how I responded to somebody who broke into my house, turned it into a trap house, and destroyed my place, come back next Wednesday and see what happens.
Wow, 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 baby. Baby.
Listen to me.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can.